La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
Hello and welcome to La Voz de la Memoria's News and Information in English. I'm Debbie Ead. Spain's new Democratic Memory Bill was approved last week and will now be voted on by Congress. It includes government-funded measures to find and exhume victims of Franco repression, makes it illegal to extol Francoism, and nullifies convictions given for people's political beliefs or sexual orientation. The Valley of the Fallen will become a cemetery for people who were killed on both sides of the war. Political parties on the far right have vowed to oppose the new law. Some people in the historical memory movement don't think it goes far enough, but recognise that it does go further than ever before. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez said it will mean that Spain has settled a historic debt with its past. It's a necessary law which will enable Spain to be a better country, he said. The historical memory platform of Cádiz has hit out at what it calls a right-wing offensive in defence of the coup of July 1936. It was referring to institutional reactions to Cádiz Council's decision to remove the plaque from the building which was the birthplace of José María Pemán. The platform reiterated that the plaque should be removed because of the poet's support for Francoist repression and says it's grateful to the 70 or more associations, historians including Paul Preston and Ángel Viñas, and the many individuals who've been in contact to express their agreement with its position. Archaeologists working at the old cemetery in the castle at Jimena de la Frontera have found another mass grave containing at least five more of Franco's victims. This is the second phase of the exhumation works, which are financed by the Cádiz provincial government and the Mancomunidad de Municipios of the Campo de Gibraltar. Jimena Council is providing material support. Like the previous findings, this mass grave is in patio number 4 at the cemetery. The remains of 18 people have been recovered so far in the two phases of these works. At least 40 victims are believed to lie in several mass graves there. The Casa de la Memoria Association has just completed a cycle of online conferences called Golpe, Guerra y Represión, which ran from the 16th to the 26th of July. All the talks and interviews were streamed via La Voz de la Memoria digital radio and are now available as podcasts. You can listen via the website www.casamemorialasauceda.es. They cover a wide range of subjects related to historical memory and the Spanish Civil War, including an interview with renowned British Hispanist and historian Paul Preston. He's a prolific writer and has kindly donated a copy of all his books in Spanish to the Casa de la Memoria Library. And finally, a new book has just been published by historian Fernando Sigler Silvera, who is the archivist at the Casa de la Memoria, and historian and archaeologist Jesús Román Román. Jesús led the works to locate and exhume mass graves of Franco's victims at El Marufo, the concentration and extermination camp between Jimena de la Frontera and Ubrique. The book is called Las Fosas Comunes del Marufo, and it details Republican life and Francoist repression in the valley of La Sauceda. And that's all for now. More news and information to come soon.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.